Masechet Shevuot Perek Gimel Mishnah Tet. Mishnah says, Shevua she'ochal kikar zo, Shevua she'lo ochelena. If a person makes a swear, I swear that I will eat this loaf of bread. And then afterwards he says, I swear that I will not eat this bread. Harishona Shevuat Bitui v'ashenia Shevuat Chav. The first swear that he makes is a Shevuat Bitui. He said that in the future he's going to do something. That's the definition of a Shevuat Bitui. The second swear, though, is not a Shevuat Bitui, but it's a Shevuat Shav, a vain swear, a swear that's meaningless. He has the obligation to eat the Kikar Lechem. The moment he says, I am making a swear that I'm going to eat that loaf of bread, that becomes a mitzvah for him to do. He then can't make a swear that's going to uproot that, to violate that. So it's a meaningless oath because he's not allowed to switch the original swear that he had. So how do we apply that? Achala avar al shevuat shav. If he ate the loaf of bread, he followed through with his first swear, then we say, when it comes to the shevuat bitui, he fulfilled it, no problem over there. But the second swear, which was that he wasn't going to eat it, he violated there shevuat shav. He had an original swear that he was going to eat it. Now when he made a second swear that he wasn't going to eat it, that's a meaningless use of a swear, and therefore he was guilty the moment that he made it. Doesn't matter if he ate the loaf of bread or not. The moment that he made the swear, he violated this. But if he ate the bread, at least he salvages the Shevuat Bitui, and he didn't do anything wrong in that regard. Lo achala, but if he did not eat the loaf of bread, avar al Shevuat Bitui, he violated the Shevuat Bitui as well. He violated both of them. His original swear was he was going to eat the loaf of bread. He didn't follow through with that, so therefore he violated the first Shevuah, and it's a Shevuat Bitui. And he also violated the Shevuat Shav. The Shevuat Shav, which he wasn't allowed to make, no matter what, because it digressed from the original swear that he made. So therefore, even though he fulfilled that, he technically didn't eat it. The second swear was he wasn't going to eat the loaf of bread. So if he didn't eat it here, he still violated the Shevuat Shav, because the moment he made that swear, it went against the first swear, and that's the definition of a Shevuat Shav, a meaningless swear.